Have you had any luck in terms of getting a replacement in?
Well, we've not had any luck as yet. We're literally, as you know, waiting on the something happening today. But you know, we were waiting on something happening last week. So we're, but we're still hopeful something can happen.
What's the market like at the moment? Obviously, there's only a couple of weeks, I think, left of the loan window, and with only 9 or 10 games left for most clubs now, they maybe want to keep their squads together. Is it difficult to do business?
Yeah, it is. You know, I've spoken to a manager on League One today, who's a, you know, who's a reasonable friend of mine, and he just said we just can't let anyone out, and they've got nothing to play for. He says, but I still need to win points. I still need to sever our supporters, if you like. So from that point of view, it's the market's difficult, especially when you're trying to improve what we've got. You know, we've got a squad, I think, that would be well equipped at the top end of League One. So to add to that, the quality that we're looking for, rather than just another body, that's the most difficult thing, because no one argues that we've got a small squad compared to the rest. It's getting quite embarrassing in some situations. If you looked at Wickham, they probably had 10 more players than we did in the first team squad, but we'd like to think that we've got a lot more quality. So you can't have both. But we're working hard. Chairman's been great, as he always has been, and we're trying to add, you know, 2 or 3 players now.
I suppose, you know, replacing injured players is one thing. Do you really want to do much business at this stage of the season when you've got such few games left? It might be hard to sort of throw people in at a crucial time.
Oh no, we're just fine-tuning, aren't we? You know, I mean, we've got an excellent squad in place. We've got some real top players for the level, and I said a few weeks ago, if we went with the same squad, it wouldn't cause me 1 minute of less sleep. So from that point of view, it's we're real fine-tuning. You know, we've taken our Mercedes into the garage and we've just asked for a couple of new tyres, and the other ones the guys are saying are okay, but we're just asking for a couple of new ones.
Danny Kearns got a good review from his performance in the reserves yesterday, so just how well did he play?
Oh, he's a top player for 45 minutes. The young right back at Chesterfield was probably better go and spend the day in Asda, because he could have been there, he didn't know where he was. But the second half, he teetered off a little bit. That's through just lack of games, probably through lack of weed command of the game in the first half as well. But Kearns, he's a top player, he's a top lad. And when we put him in the side after working hard to get his fitness and sharpness there, we thought he was quite exceptional for 2 or 3 games, and then he got his little strain. But, you know, he come through yesterday, the planned 70 minutes that we gave him, and, you know, he'll be back on the training ground today.
Is he in contention for the weekend?
Yeah, well, he's in the contention to start, it's a separate subject, but he'll certainly... he'll certainly be playing at Warden Road at some stage. He's a top player. I thought his 15-minute or whatever it was cameo appearance at Wickham, I thought every time he got the ball he was a handful, and he certainly gave Sam Wood enough problems in that little showing he had. But you know, we'll have a little look at him today and a little look again tomorrow, and then we'll shape up and get ready.
How close is Morgan?
He's very close now. You know, we played him in the reserves last week at Shrewsbury, and we thought he was perhaps still 3 full games away from being ready. He's fit. He's a fit lad. But in terms of fit and sharpness-wise and mindset-wise and the quality of games, but, you know, I think yesterday, if you looked at Craig Morgan's performance yesterday at Chesterfield in the reserves, it was very, very good. So he's getting very close now.
That would be a huge boost. I know it's something we've talked about a lot, but I had a look at his when his last game was, and he's almost a forgotten man, isn't he?
Well, he would be a new signer, wouldn't he? I don't think he's played since October, if I'm right. You know, and he was our best defender at that stage by some distance. And that's why so many people wanted him. But he's had a couple of setbacks in his rehabilitation and different things. But he's also worked very, very hard, and medical team halfway him to get him to the state where he is now. But he's almost just about ready now.
Daniel Nardiello is closing in on 20 goals for the season now. He's had a strong campaign, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been fantastic. You know, he's... I've never ever changed my view on Daniel Nardiello. If you can get Daniel Nardiello to work as hard as he did in the first half at Wickham, he'll never score a goal. If he works as hard as he did in the second half, he get 35 goals. He's with Daniel, it's all about application and effort, because he's a finisher. He can put the ball in the net. His movement's great. He's got that little touch of class, and we love having him around.
Do you think he could have done even better this season then?
Yeah, I think he could have done. But I think that could also be harsh, because we've played him on the left-hand side in a number of games. I think he's a top player, and I think any striker that gets 20 goals plus is always can go away and put his flip-flops on in the summer and think, well, I've done my bit for the team and I've done my bit for the cause. And I would think probably Daniel has a target of 20 anyway. So we're probably looking for a little bit more than that from him.
And you usually, if you have a striker like that, if you are hunting for promotion, it gives you a good chance. You need sort of one guy who is going to sort of get in the 20s, don't you?
Well, I can remember way back when we said publicly and we've said privately and said to everybody that we still thought we needed an additional striker. And a lot of people forgot about Nardella. We never forgot about him. You know, we know what we've got. And he deserves enormous praise. And what do I know about Rotherham United? If we make a chance to win the game at Warden Road and it's in the 95th minute, I want Nardella on the end of it.
Have some of your other strikers, maybe as Daniel Nardiello is perhaps living up to expectation in terms of goals, would you have liked a greater return from some of the other guys?
Well, I think you have to put it, probably Chiodi could have given us a greater return and could have forced himself into the starting lineup more, and he's got an opportunity to do that in the next 9 games. I think with Alec Ravel, I think his all-round game play is just outstanding. I think if he got goals, he'd be at the top end of the Championship. I think that's the difference. You know, you know, Alex will be disappointed with a return, and he should certainly be in double figures, but his all-round play as a target man has been exceptional.
Danny Schofield, has he gone to Stockport, is that correct?
He's gone to Stockport, yeah.
Hmm. So does that free any sort of space up for you, in terms of, you know, you're looking for a replacement for Mark Bradley? Does it help in any way?
No, not really. You know, Schofield's not been part of the plans, has he? No. So him going is not really going to make one difference whatsoever.
What kind of things do you say to a team when you've got 9 games to go, you've got a, you know, very obvious goal now in terms of winning automatic promotion? What kind of things do you say to the lads?
Well, I think it's just about one game at a time, isn't it? And we know that if we go to Cheltenham and win, that some people will have us promoted. And we know if we go to Cheltenham and get beat, some people will have us in the playoffs. And if we get beat by more than 2, they'll have us outside the playoffs. That's, you listen to it every night in your show, in Praise and Grumble, that... That's the difference of when you win a game and when you don't. But we've just got to take the balance over the 9 games. We know what we've got to achieve, which is to finish in 3rd place for automatic promotion. And that's going to be really difficult. But let me make it clear, there's going to be no doom and gloom if we're in 4th in the playoffs. That's not about doom and gloom. The chairman is often reminding us that when we set about this project to put a new team together, which it is, and to come back home to the town and go into the New York Stadium with the expectation and everything else it brings, to achieve promotion is one mighty ask, but this team is certainly capable of doing it, and we're in a great position to do that.
Yeah, and this is perhaps something you'll not want to talk about until the event actually happens, but if it was playoffs, it's not the end of the world. You've still got a 1 in 4 chance of going up, perhaps better than that.
Well, it's a travesty, isn't it, if it's the playoffs? That's what some would say, wouldn't it? We're fighting, and we're only concentrating on and trying to break into that top 3, if you like, and we've had opportunities and to do that in recent times, and we've not taken them. And we have an opportunity to win a football match on Saturday that will take us 3 points or a point near or whatever we get.
Psychologically, to get into that top 3, to finally get in there, would that be a huge boost to sort of see them in? Because, like you say, you've had a few chances to get in there and you've maybe drawn a game and just not managed it. So if you can get into that top 3 now, do you suspect that the lads will build off that and almost make sure that they stay there?
Yeah, I think we'll be popped into the top 3 but then pop back out. It's real difficult as we know and staying there. You know, I think you only have to go back 3 or 4 weeks, and I think no one in the country wouldn't have said it was Gillingham and Port Vale were already in League One. Mm-hmm. And now you've got Gillingham just managing to hang in there and stay on track as the league leaders. And you've got Port Vale, who's having a difficult time. But I'm sure they'll turn. I've read Mickey Adams' words this week. I'm sure they'll turn, because they've got far too many good players not to turn. So we just need to make sure that we win some games now. We've got 9 games starting at Cheltenham. And we all know that my comments before we went to Southend, which will be 4 games ago now and 5 after Cheltenham, as I said, if we could come out of Cheltenham and still very much within a couple of points of those automatic places, what a feat it would be, because 4 of those games have been away from home.
And do the players, and do all players in general, sort of sense that, you know, the time is now? Because there's no point sitting in the summer on your sofa thinking, you know, when there was 10 games left, if only we'd have just done this little bit extra or whatever to get promotion, and now we haven't achieved it. You know, now is the time, I suppose. If you're going to do it, get on with it now.
Yeah, I think there'll be F-onlys in every manager's household and every chairman's office, if you like, Paul, when the season's finished. You know, if Sheffield United miss automatic promotion, there'll be F-onlys at Bramall Lane. Mm. If Sheffield Wednesday get relegated, there'll be F-onlys in Dave Jones's house. Mm. If Doncaster fail, I'm supposed John Ryan will be... want to go to some dark place. So that there is, you know, there's all if-onlys. We've just got to make sure that we affect this run in 9 games as positively as possible, as get as many points on the board. And I can remember early season when I said every point is crucial, every 3 points is crucial. And when you get to squeaky bum time, as Sir Alex Ferguson calls it, you really see why. And now it's very, very clear why every point's important.
This is a huge one, isn't it, against Cheltenham? And, it is only one game. It's not going to decide promotion, but people will look at it and see 2 clubs fighting to get into League One. It should be a good one.
It should be a good game. They've got an excellent squad of players. They invested very, very heavily in January. You know, they brought in the likes of Benson and people like that who are quality players. And Mark Yates has been given tremendous backing in there to put that squad in place. But, you know, Mark's got 8 games left. We've got 9. But I suppose if he could have picked his last 8, he wouldn't have put Rotherham in amongst the worry. I wouldn't have had been him.
Will you be coming up against Jason Taylor? What's the issue there?
No, there's no issue. He won't be playing. We've got a gentleman's agreement between myself and Mark Yates, and myself and Yates here are both very fired up characters that get in people's faces and want their teams to win. And, you know, but behind the scenes, we're both gentlemen, and we both know what will be honoured.
Do you think he'll be regretting that gentleman's agreement in hindsight, you know, player coming up against his old club?
No, not really. I think Jason may do, but that happens with players, and they always want to play against their old clubs. I did when I was a player. But, you know, Mark Yates made that agreement at the time and the faith that we took it. And I've done that with players that we've signed, and you give your word that they won't play, and then there's always the questions asked up into it. There's nothing in writing, there's nothing confirmed, and there's nothing we could do if Jason Taylor walked on the pitch. But I wouldn't expect that of Mark Yates.
One of their players who's been linked with a lot of moves and he's still there is Marlon Pack. Just how good is he?
Oh, he's a top player, you know, and I think everyone in the early part of the season when they seen that the agreement was in place from it got to Swindon to what we Paolo, there was a good one. You know, he's a top player, and he'll certainly be in the starting 11 against us for sure, because the one thing that I do know is that Mark's changed his team around in recent weeks, but he will have his cup final team ready to play us.
You've beaten them already 4-2 at the New York Stadium. Do you think there'll be goals again in this one?
Well, I hope so. It's always great for the fans, isn't it? It's probably not so good for the managers. And if there's goals, I hope they're all for us. But it'll be a tough game. You know, there's no point us thinking we're going down to Cheltenham for anything different. You know, we've got Cheltenham in consecutive weeks. And it don't get any tougher than that in League Two.